Good afternoon, Wrangell. This is Jamie Roberts on behalf of the Wrangell Emergency Operations Center with your COVID update for Wednesday, July 29th. I'll start with a case count. The total number of Wrangell cases to date are 12. 9 of those cases have recovered and 3 are still active and in isolation. The case count for the entire state of Alaska is 2,797 resident cases to date. Approximately 30% of those cases have recovered. Neither of those numbers includes the non-resident cases. To date, 125 people have required hospitalization, and there is currently 45 COVID-positive patients and persons under investigation being hospitalized with COVID across Alaska. For more data, you can visit the COVID Data Hub at covid19.alaska.gov. Search continues to offer free asymptomatic testing on Saturday and Sunday from 11 to 3 at the clinic, no appointment necessary. And there is also a testing facility at Heritage Harbor, and they're doing testing on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10:15 to noon for any travelers arriving into the port from out of state. The state continues to be bogged down with contact tracing, and public health has hired additional staff to assist. But they continue to ask us all to keep our bubble of interaction small and deliberate, and it's strongly recommended that we each track who we have been in close contact with on a daily basis. And close contact means being within 6 feet for 10 to 15 minutes, or if someone sneezes or coughs directly on you. If you end up testing positive for COVID, it's likely that you're going to be asked to contact the people that you've had close contact with. That way they can quarantine and help prevent the spread. If you have any questions about testing or what to do if you think you were in close contact with someone who tested positive for COVID, please call the Search COVID hotline at 907-966-8799. The Borough Assembly will hold a special assembly meeting on Tuesday, August 4th at 6 p.m. to discuss a potential local face covering mandate. The public participation is encouraged. Please call Deputy Clerk Mullen at 907-874-2381 to request to be added to the sign-up sheet to speak under persons to be heard, and that needs to be done no later than August 4th at 3 p.m. There will be new interstate travel protocols that are to begin on August 11th. So during the July 28th press briefing, Governor Dunleavy announced that starting on August 11th, all non-residents must arrive with a negative COVID-19 PCR test taken within 72 hours prior to departure. Testing will no longer be available for non-residents when they arrive in Alaska. Residents can still be tested when arriving at the airport, and current protocols will remain in place through August 10th, and we'll provide more updates as more information becomes available. And that's all for your Wednesday COVID update.